always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tomorrow is President Trump's deadline for new tariffs on nearly every country in the world. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Last I checked, they had established frameworks with seven or eight countries, and the rest the president has said will simply get a letter or find out tomorrow what their new tariff rate going to be.
CBS News has learned Mr. Trump will speak with Mexico's president this morning. A funeral service getting underway in New York City for a police officer. It was among four people gunned down in a Midtown office building. CBS New York's Christina Phan.
The NYPD says Officer Islam will be posthumously promoted to detective before he is escorted to his final resting place.
An extra bumpy ride from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. Flight made an emergency landing in Minneapolis. CBS News Minnesota's Barrett Leone.
Delta tells us 25 passengers were taken to the hospital with injuries stemming from in-flight turbulence.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The poor air quality of yesterday continues into today. Primary pollutants in the air are at an unhealthy level due to wildfire smoke across much of central Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the air quality index is expected to continue at unhealthy levels through Thursday. By Friday, they're predicting levels will drop to unhealthy for sensitive groups. For now, everyone is advised to keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms. Sensitive groups should consider moving all activities inside. State lawmakers hope Governor Tony Evers signs a bill to assist gig workers. Joanne Krulantz reports.
The measure aims to provide access to portable benefits like health insurance, retirement savings, and income replacement for people working in the app-based delivery and transportation industries, but who don't work enough hours to get them. Republican Senator Julian Bradley of New Berlin joined gig workers at the Capitol Tuesday to promote the measure. Bradley said Wisconsin can achieve meaningful reform if the bill becomes law. Democratic Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee said it would be a tragedy if people dropped out of the gig economy because they can't obtain benefits. The portable benefits bill passed the concluded legislative session with bipartisan support. Evers' office did not respond to a request on whether he'll sign it into law.
Health officials monitor beach conditions regularly throughout the summer season. Currently, most beaches in our area have a safe rating, though one is closed in Marathon County. Mission Lake County Park Beach is closed due to a sewage spill on the west side of the beach. It is not safe for swimming. You can check conditions of lakes before you swim on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today with a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this hour. We're going to get in some entertainment news in a little bit, talk about our schedule, some local things going on in our area, and of course, our new newsletter that is going to be premiering any moment now, just about an hour or two from now.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to all of that. But of course, it's a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. You all know what that means. Denise joining us right now from the Southwood County Humane Society. Appreciate you being here, Denise. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
I appreciate you and Seth helping me with this segment. Because Denise, you have our pet of the week here, and it is one of the sweetest, kindest dogs I have met in a very, very long time.
She is, and she's calm, too, for a puppy.
Very calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you introduce us to her?
Sure. This is Birdie. She's a five-month-old female, came in as a stray. We've only had her a short time, so she's not spayed yet, but she is on the schedule to have that done. But she will be on the website very soon, ready to go for any family. She's good with kids, other dogs, small kids.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful brown coat, mm-hmm. a wonderful sense of attention that really just has, to me, one of the things that I think you can notice with dogs is how much they care and how much they love.
Agreed.
With that, with how locked in they can be and
absolutely.
Stuff. And while she is a little timid because, her past, what have you, mm-hmm. She's still so, outgoing.
Yeah,
especially for that and everything.
She wants love. She just wants to love everybody.
And,
that's nice.
You know, you've probably seen this way more than I have, but in a little bit of I have at shelters, when I see dogs like this, not only does it just pull out every string in my heart, but I've seen the other side of this, like a year later when they are adopted mm-hmm. and that the family comes by with it again and stuff, and they take the picture. We at the shelter I was at in Santa Barbara, they would take pictures of the dogs when they would come back with mm-hmm. the family, and they had them on a wall. And stuff.
Oh, yeah, we do,
and
too.
And these dogs are night and day, completely different.
They're completely different dogs since they grow into their family.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And this is like she's such a perfect example of that.
Yep.
This dog is just waiting for that perfect home. Your new best friend, your kid's new best friend,
right.
Like, I'm just going to be blunt about it. This weight is right in front of me right now, and you need to grab her before I do. She's beautiful. And
thank
a
you.
Beautiful coat.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. The brown is unusual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Coffee brown.
Now, we're not too sure what her breed is, but I would say that you look at her and you're going to be able, those ears alone throw me off.
Yeah.
Her face is one thing, but her ears seem different than the, but all of it is dog. She looks like I would cast her, I need a dog for the movie. Like,
yep,
that's
perfect.
A dog I would
that's
cast.
That's a dog,
yeah.
Beautiful eyes and like German Shepherd ears, but she's small.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller.
Yep, she is.
You mentioned she's been new to the shelter and everything, so as far as getting some of those things done, those would be done certainly
correct.
Before the dog was adopted.
All vaccinations, microchip, and spay, that will be done within the next week. So look for her on the website.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, keep in mind that there are tons of great animals there and too many there that we would like to see adopted out there, everybody. And to that point, Denise, I wanted to just take this moment to plug a article that I came across from Wisconsin Public Radio. Mm-hmm. A shout-out to Evan Casey and the great reporting they do over there. The headline you're going to want to look for is Wisconsin Animal Shelters Experiencing an Unprecedented Number of Pet Surrenders.
Correct.
We knew about this already. We've mm-hmm. been experiencing this, and you've been telling us about this and talking about it with us for almost a year now, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not that long. It might be a couple of months higher than that, but pretty close to that.
Yeah. Right.
I just bring this up. I'm not going to sit here and read the whole article to everybody. I want you to go out there and read the article, everyone. I want you to find out more about this. And so you can understand just a little bit more. If you are the most empathetic listener out there towards our shelters, I still want you to read it, because mm-hmm. I still think there's more information than even you don't know.
Absolutely.
But especially to anybody out there that ever has ever wondered, how important are shelters? Why do we need shelters? This article really addresses so much of that, and the how much difference it would be, and the every single person since the dawn of Robin Hood and everything. What do we hate? Taxes. Everybody hates taxes.
Right.
Blah, blah, I wanted to say, well, you want to see your taxes go up? Get rid of your Humane Society.
Right.
You want to see certain things like that, like the importance of what you and that team does over there, Denise.
Thank you.
I don't think it's noted enough. So we appreciate you being here. Appreciate mm-hmm. what you guys are doing over there.
Thank you.
And I do encourage people. Adopt if you know you are going to have this animal, if you are going to keep this animal. I cannot stress enough to people, animals are not gifts.
No.
Do not give animals as gifts. This does not usually work out.
No.
True.
There are very seldom situations where, I got this cat as a gift or an anniversary gift or whatever, or my birthday or Christmas or what have you. The animals are not inanimate objects. They are living, breathing things that deserve to be respected that much. I'm not saying, I'm not going farther than that. I'm just saying, the simplest of giving respect to a living, breathing
right.
thing.
Absolutely.
Don't think
time.
I'm going on a limb. I don't feel like
it's not like it's a radical position you're taking
Jesus
here. Yeah.
Taking quite the stand there and everything. Like, come on. And when you do that, I think right away you will figure out not only the right thing for you, but the right thing for these animals, of course.
Yep, mm-hmm. And that's what we want. All of us want the right thing for these animals. animals.
How are things over at the shop otherwise?
Really good. Yeah, we're doing good. Our volunteer program is just about completely revamped. It's all in-house now, not done remote. And we are planning for our open house. We just have to get an update on the floors being redone.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You do that. Please let us know. We'd love to be a part of it.
We will absolutely
love that. Not to give my whole staff was kind of like, wait, hold on.
We're what are you talking about?
But you know what? I will say we want to be there. We want to be a part of something like that. We love what you guys do over there. We've done remotes there in the past and everything. It would be fun.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to it when that happens. As far as things that we can do to help out, you mentioned the volunteering there. Mm-hmm. If people want to find out more about that, go to the website, go to the Facebook page.
Yep, website. We may have things on the website or Facebook page about volunteering, but the website is where you're going to find the application.
All right.
And as far as needs go, cat food, wet and dry, things like that?
Yep. Dog food, wet and dry as well. We have several dogs with teeth issues right now, so soft food for dogs as well.
Okay. All right.
We do have a puppy in the house, this 5-month-old Birdie.
That's something that keeps, you mentioned that when I first met you guys, when you guys first came in and stuff, and it still throws me. She's a good size for 5 months.
Yes, she is, yeah. So she may be a little bit bigger, but not... She's not going to be a giant breed dog.
Just makes me love her even more. Yes, it does. She keeps looking at me, you guys. She keeps staring at me.
Oh, yeah.
Those eyes.
I'm only human here. What am I supposed to do? I can't. Oh, man. Then get this dog, everybody.
It's so bad.
In all seriousness, you're going to want to meet her.
Yeah.
If you and your family have been thinking about a dog, if you've been wondering, this is a good dog to meet. And there's so many others.
Yep, and come on in if you want to meet her.
Yeah. Reach out to Denise and the team. And, of course, keep in mind, we want you to reach out to us as well if you want to sponsor this segment. We're always looking for fun, wonderful ways to work with businesses out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of fun with this segment, and we go out of our way to mention your business as much as humanly possible.
Absolutely.
During the segment and building up to it, reach out to our sales team at 424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with them and get you a part of the team. Denise, thank you for being a part of the team. We appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Good to meet you, Birdie.
Hey, bye, Birdie.
Bye, Birdie. Bye. So Seth and Pam are going to do the rest of the show, everybody.
Yeah, he's in love. James is in love.
I'm following Denise to the shelter.
You got to go give James some love. Thank you.
You find out more. And keep in mind, you can email them at office@swchs.com. office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. You can, of course, reach out to them on Facebook. Encourage you to do that. Or stop on over at the Southwick County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And that website that we mentioned, swchs.com. We'll be back with another Pet of the Week next Thursday, and Seth and I will be back with some entertainment news right here on Mornings at WFHR.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All eyes will be on the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters as they become the Central Wisconsin Mashers in tribute to all the potato farming brings to our area. Join them for their annual Mashers Night on Friday, August 1st. Don't miss your chance to win one of the specialty jerseys in their silent auction presented by Food and Farm Exploration Center and McCain's Foods. Gather your family and head on down to historic Winterfield for this spudtastic game as the Rafters try to mash the Lakeshore Chinooks. First pitch at 6:35, but the fun lasts all evening.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, then we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. A little bit of the boss to play us in. Yeah. I like this one. This is one.
Early boss.
Yeah. Really locked in on being a better songwriter than singer back in the day, Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm, yep. Was much more interested in kind of being known as a songwriter and a folk artist, really.
Yeah, that's right. He was a big Bob Dylan follower. Yeah, that's right.
A big thank you to Denise. We appreciate her and Birdie coming by, our newest pet of the week. Mm-hmm. Be sure to be on the lookout on our social media. We'll be putting a good post out there. Laura does a great job with those. We appreciate that, Laura. Mm-hmm. We'll have a nice picture of her out there and check that out.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you are interested in Birdie or any of the other great animals that they have over there, reach out to Denise and the amazing team they have over there at the Southwick County Humane Society. Go to their website, swchs.com, and be listening next Thursday for another Pet of the Week.
Absolutely.
I didn't get to tell her it's National Mixed Breed Dog Day.
Oh!
It's
on
Monday. That's all right.
So. All my fellow mutts out there, I appreciate you. I see you. I love mutts.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel very kinship to them.
Yeah.
And, Seth, I continue the segues with another dog conversation into entertainment. Tell me this isn't great work.
Okay, all right.
Air Bud is back.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty good. I agree with you on that one. Yeah, yeah, nice.
That's right. Air Bud is back in Air Bud Returns. They worked hard on that name.
They did, real hard.
It's hitting theaters next summer. And yes, theaters. This is not being released straight to streaming
or anything like that. Yeah. Going to theaters.
There have been more than a dozen movies in the franchise, which I am just learning right now.
Yes.
The original Air Bud in 1997, the first sequel, Air Bud Golden Receiver, 1998. Now that, oh, yeah, because he was in football.
The football one. Yeah, yep.
Wasn't Tony Danza in that?
Probably.
I believe Tony Danza was in that. And the rest went straight to video. In the new movie, a 12-year-old kid finds an old VHS tape of Air Bud and also encourages a stray golden retriever, whom he names Buddy. And you can guess what happens from there.
Right. More basketball fun, right? Yeah.
Right. Like, oh, my God, Buddy can hit a ball. You know? Can I say something really quick? And I am a lover of movies, of the film industry and all that. And I am a big believer in not wasting money or audiences' time.
Okay.
And I think that we make too many movies. Mm. And I think that we need to limit that and put more – and too many big budget movies.
Mm.
For a $400 million movie, I can make four movies with that budget.
Yeah.
And four probably a lot better movies.
Right.
And a lot of people keep their jobs. Because a million-dollar movie fails, okay, it failed, yeah, but people don't usually lose their jobs from that. People never work again when a $400 million movie, when John fails. Carter fails,
right,
or something like that. I think that you would have a better industry, a healthier industry, and people would be able to keep working a little bit.
Right.
I love that in 2025, we're still making movies like this.
That's great. No, I'm with you.
As serious and cynical as the moviegoer has gotten, to the point where we can't even make kids' movies anymore like kids' movies. They have to have a serious theme to them more times than not. They have to have some adult humor in there for the adults.
Right.
Like, we can't just make straight-up movies like we used to or anything. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. We've just aged as an adult. That's what
it's
happens.
Changed, yeah, right.
Society's changed. Mm-hmm. That's the way we go with that and everything. I it's one of the things I actually like about movies is if you look at the history of movies, I think you see a lot of the history of society. Mm-hmm. And you can really see almost kind of a third perspective of it in that way. That said, we don't really make silly movies anymore. We don't make a Stop or My Mom Will Shoot or some of those movies. Now, Cocaine Bear and some of those, but they're more the outlier than they were Adventures in Babysitting or Splash or Footloose or, I mean, just so many movies that the concept, they had one idea. They didn't have a fleshed out concept. They didn't know what was going to happen with this.
No.
But, all right, I got a dog and he can shoot three pointers.
Right.
Go. Like, no
script.
Have fun. Just have fun with that,
man,
right?
As serious as they take this industry, and I know this better than most, there is a tension and a stress that is involved with even the silliest kids project.
Right.
I kind of like that we're still doing this.
Honestly, you know what? It's great that you said that, James, because I feel that one of the reasons the Minecraft movie was so popular was because it had that feel to it. When I was watching that movie, it totally felt like a throwback film from a silly kids movie from the 1980s or the 1990s. Now, I get it. Minecraft is extremely popular, but even with that, there's been other video game movies that are extremely popular that failed.
Yeah.
Because not enough people. It was that feel of it. It was, you know, it's kind of a silly movie. You know, the premise is, you know, Minecraft, silly, right?
Right.
But they kind of leaned into the silliness, and they did, and that's why I think it was so popular, especially with kids.
I love my dramas. I like seeing movies made from books. I like documentaries a lot. I get my fill of that. Mm-hmm. I need a little silly sometimes.
Absolutely.
I need to see some of those things. I think it's part of what I love about, like, not B, but like D horror movies. You know, where they
like
just,
even the worst, yeah.
They know it's campy. They're leaning into that and everything. Like, it's the only kind of horror movies I like, actually.
Don't be too serious.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that's coming from me. That says something. We're going to look out for that next summer, everybody. Interesting story here that I've been hearing about for years. My cousin Nicole, one of my few, I only have two older cousins. Mm-hmm. My cousin Nicole and my cousin Debbie, shout out to both of them. My cousin Nicole was one of the golden childs of my mom's side of the family. Incredible brain, was going to go off to be an attorney like her grandfather and her sisters, her aunts were supposed to and all that. And instead she went and followed the Grateful Dead around for a year. And
okay, interesting.
Nicole ended up settling down over in Boston and everything, and she's doing great. And, I love her. She's awesome. But when she did that and she followed them around for a year, I learned about a world that I never heard about. Growing up, I didn't grow up with Grateful Dead fans. I knew Touch of Grey and Devil is a Friend of Mine, like one, two songs. That was about it.
Yep.
So I'm a real outsider looking in on this topic. And I've followed a lot of what has happened to the Dead since Jerry Garcia passed away. Because, you know, more times than not, bands stop. But because of the huge fan base and the way the Grateful Dead fan is just a little bit different than some fan bases.
Very true.
They kind of kept going. Mm-hmm. And there was something kind of romantic to me about that in those early years of doing it.
Right.
But at a certain point, I kind of reach out to Nicole and I kind of ask. I'm like, it's starting to feel like a money grab. And that feels like if you're looking at what is the exact opposite of what the Grateful Dead stood for, were about, and all that, I would think that's a big part of it. Now, they've been selling those teddy bears and Grateful Dead t-shirts and all that forever. I'm not saying that they weren't a brand and they didn't try to make a buck or two off
it.
But what has been going on in recent years, it couldn't be more blatant to me. And I couldn't see it being more pandering from outside looking in. And I'm very interested in the diehard Grateful Dead fan.
Yeah.
What keeps you doing this? Because it feels like it's just a money grab. And to the point where Dead & Company will celebrate the Grateful Dead's 60th anniversary this weekend with three shows at San Francisco's Golden Gate Park.
Okay.
Perfect place for them to
do this.
Sure,
makes sense. It's where they started.
Origins of it and everything. Mm-hmm. But even some diehard fans are skipping the show because of the ticket prices.
Oh, boy.
A three-day pass costs $635.
Oh.
If you want VIP, you're spending over a grand.
Oh.
Prior to Jerry Garcia's death in 1995, the most expensive Grateful Dead ticket would be $35, adjusted for inflation, about $70.
Yep.
They purposely would always try to keep their prices low.
Yeah, to get as many people. That's right. To make it affordable. Right. Yeah.
As one fan put it, quote, it totally goes against what the Grateful Dead was all about. Jerry is rolling over in his grave.
Mm-hmm.
Another said, quote, it's not necessarily fair for a culture and crowd that's not supposed to be known for possessions and money.
Mm-hmm. It was always supposed to be about community. That's what I always thought. That's what I always got from it. You know, having the diehard fans that followed you around. It was about, you know, being together. That was the whole thing, right? That's what it seemed like to me.
I will admit, again, not a giant jam band guy or anything like that, but because of the energy and the atmosphere, and I love that about concert-going experiences, I kind of felt when Jerry passed, I'm like, oh, I would have kind of liked to have seen a Dead show. I would like just one. I don't need to, you know, that's good, probably good enough for me. But I would have liked to have experienced it because of everything you just said. And to be a part of something like that seemed kind of cool.
To feel what it was like, yeah.
This Like, this is, it seems so tacky to me. It seems, and I understand some, I, trust me, I understand the wanting to hang on to nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. But
it's very powerful in a lot of people's lives.
It can be intoctricating.
It can be. Yeah.
Not $1,000 worth of intoxication.
Well, and that's, and other members have passed. You know, Phil Lesh is gone, and you know, it seems, yeah, this seems like a second generation kind of thing that they feel like they're exploiting people's feelings about the band.
Yes.
And that just feels yucky to me. It just feels, not interested.
I think going back to the shame thing, I think we need to call these things out more when we see blatantly people taking advantage of people's grief.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of that than I think people realize. There's a lot of that going on. The card industry is built on it. You don't need a card to say you're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that. You don't need to. Think of the millions that Hallmark has made off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people, and understanding this, I come from a card-giving family, a mother that believes in card before the gift. All of that said, I think she would even agree with me that when nobody has ever been made healed or whole from a card. Mm-hmm. What was the person that gave them the card.
Exactly.
You don't need the card. You could give that same action without it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the money we make off grief in this country and the world, not just this country,
that's
world.
Very true. It's very true.
It's insane. Yeah. It's insane. And you don't need it. We can do it ourselves. We can do these things ourselves. It's called, you know, reaching out, using these mediums we have and doing that. And you can grieve or you can enjoy the dead without having to spend $1,000 going to San Francisco and seeing not even the Grateful Dead.
Right. There's only a few of them left. The actual band, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll pass.
Very interesting story here, and we're seeing more and more of these where companies are insuring athletes or models or actors or singers and some of that.
Yeah.
So I thought this one was a little bit of a stranger one, though. Listerine, yes, the mouthwash brand, has insured Cynthia Erivo's, the young lady from Wicked and a couple of other great projects.
Oh, yeah.
They insured her mouth for $2 million.
Okay.
They say it's her most valuable asset, so they partnered with her for their Wash Your Mouth campaign. Cynthia says, quote, oral care has always been an important part of my self-care routine. It's the last thing I do before I go to on stage. I just wanted to make sure that I feel really fresh. It sort of gives you a restart before I go on and sing or speak. This is a bit of a branding thing. This is a bit of a campaign that they're doing here and stuff and everything. But I do appreciate one part of this and bringing attention to oral health.
Mm.
There is no, like, you all, we could have debates about, you know, open health care and the health care industry for days and days and weeks. And we will either come to hate each other or we will come to be like, all right, we can't figure this out.
Yeah, right.
But I will never get off the hill of we should have universal dental care.
Mm.
There is no reason in the world you can convince me that there should not be dentists in every rural community,
mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, open dental care or payment policies.
Right.
We're talking about the mouth. We're talking about people being able to eat. We're talking about people being able to look in the mirror and feel decent about themselves, which may not seem like a lot until you don't have it.
Right.
There's no reason in the world we should not have universal dental care, and it's a failure on our society and our government that we don't.
Yep.
And I will die on that hill. It is nothing but greed. It is nothing but greed that has kept us from that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes no sense. And this brings a light to that. It shouldn't just be celebrities that get to have nice teeth.
Right.
It's so bad that we know when you get money. We know when Tom Cruise made it big.
Yep.
His teeth changed. Go look at Tom Cruise in Legend. Go look at early Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
Yeah.
Got the jacked up teeth, man.
Yeah.
Got the jacked up smile. Everything after that, big old teeth. Big
yeah,
old
but teeth. Where did those come from?
Look at Freddie Freeman, for God's sake. Freddie Freeman, who is a great baseball player and a wonderful human being, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
He has got some teeth on him now.
Yes. Because
Freddie got money. It should not take that.
No.
It should not take money or getting being a billion-dollar athlete to be able to have a decent mouth.
Just a basic oral hygiene, right?
Makes no dang sense.
Yeah, right. And we know that it also it affects your heart. It affects all kinds of systems in your body. Man, it's the beginning of your digestive system. How important is your mouth? Seriously.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Now, you don't need your teeth to read our newsletter. matter.
No.
That part I will
Although
admit.
You can really sink your teeth into it.
Nicely. I knew there was a sick word. Good job. It's awesome. I don't care what anybody thinks. That was awesome. Our newest newsletter is going to be premiering in about an hour and a half from now. It'll be at noon at your email box. And boy, I mean noon. It shows up right away at noon. That's
very
awesome.
Punctual, yes.
We encourage you to sign up for that at WFHR.com. Not only do we have our best team working on it and so many great articles, but one of the things I hear more and more from people that read the newsletter is, oh, I didn't know this was going on in town. Or, oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I wondered what happened with that. I'm not like just grabbing this out of nowhere. These are things I've heard multiple times from listeners. I cannot encourage you enough to sign up for it. Get on over there, keep informed, and keep up to date on everything happening here in Central Wisconsin. We also love to hear news and notes from you guys.
Absolutely.
If you have information or if you have story ideas, we would love to hear those from you. And do me a favor and feel free to let our staff know how much you appreciate this work. Yeah. I tell them every day, but they're tired of listening to me, and it's just white noise at this point, I'm sure.
James, just, no. Enough. No.
Please, I encourage you to do so because I put our work against anybody's in this state. This team is working their tails off for you. And we do this out of, we love what we do. We love being able to do this for you.
100%.
But we do it for you, and we want you to encourage you to sign up for that newsletter so you can get all this information. Head on over to WFHR.com, sign up for it. And also keep in mind, you go down a little ways on our tab and on our page, you will see our featured shows.
Yes, you will.
You can go to any one of those and catch our podcast.
Yep, it goes right to the podcast. Yep, that's right.
We encourage you to sign up for those. We will a little bit later get into some other fun stuff I got for us entertainment-wise and a couple of other topics.
Okay, let's do it.
All that coming up after our news, sports, and entertainment break right here in the morning at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30.
Next year, Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. She's one of the court's three conservative justices. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running for the seat. If Taylor wins next year, that would mean the court has a 5-2 majority. If Bradley wins, the court will maintain its 4-3 liberal majority. A meeting took place last week in Adams County to hear from residents about a possible solar farm in the area. Town Board Chair Carl Hansdahl said the meeting was specifically for the people living near where the planned NextEra Akron Solar Project is projected to be built.
For the residents, explaining what we know and what we don't know, and then getting their opinions.
According to Hasdahl, at the previous meetings run by NextEra Akron, residents were not allowed to speak, only submit written questions. Hasdahl said residents who spoke at this meeting were against the solar farm project. There was a representative there from NextEra Energy Resources. However, Hasdahl said the meeting was for resident comments only.
I told the folks, this is your meeting. You get to speak. He doesn't.
The town has formed an ad hoc committee and is meeting to decide their next steps. Find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back.
I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As fun as superhero and big franchise films can be, it's refreshing when some critically acclaimed films hit the big screen, especially a comedy. The Naked Gun is the much-anticipated remake of the native Wisconsin Zucker Brothers classic. The film stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Without having seen the movie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it appears for once that Liam Neeson will not kill a bunch of people who mess with his family. But if he does continue the tradition, it should be hilarious. The comedy is pulling an incredibly impressive 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. To clarify, yes, a comedy is actually playing on the big screen this weekend, and critics love it. Savor this moment, people. The Bad Guys 2 follows your favorite felons as they try to reform themselves, but wouldn't you know it, and darn the luck, they get pulled into another caper, but this time by bad girls. I should mention this is a family film. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Fortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
Welcome back, everyone. Mornings at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Haven't played this one yet.
Yeah.
Played it a lot back in the day. So it's a little understandable. But
yeah, I get you. I hear you.
Didn't think about it. It's a good one. Got to get this one in there. I wanted to get this in there. We have a little bit more entertainment news I wanted to touch on because I wanted the excuse to talk about local theater.
Oh, awesome.
But we also wanted to highlight some things. And I did think this story was kind of cool, too. Matt Damon stuck it to his nemesis, Jimmy Kimmel, last night when he was on Jeopardy and host Ken Jennings. They both won $1 million grand prize on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. No, he wasn't on Jeopardy. I'm sorry.
Right.
Ken Jeopardy's host, Ken Jennings.
Yes, right. Yeah.
They were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and they won the $100 million grand prize.
Wow.
The money will be donated, 100% of the money, by the way, will be donated to Matt's charity, Walter.org. Matt says it'll help bring clean water to 200,000 people in need.
Okay.
It's a big part of what that organization is. Mm-hmm. Water.org is the website you can check out and find out more about it. It's actually a really good cause that
he's
created.
I agree. Very important.
It's probably a little bit easier to win when your partner is a professional at trivia.
I mean, seriously.
But the $1 million question wasn't an easy one. It was, quote, which of these words is often used to describe one of the most beautiful auditory effects on earth? the sound made by leaves of trees when wind blows through through them.
Whoa. That's a hard question.
What the what?
I've never... Like, that has a word?
That's a question so hard, the guy coming up with the question with the answer written in front of him doesn't know it. Like, that's...
He's just guessing, yeah.
The possible answers were sensoromps, and a bunch of other words I can't say.
Yeah, right.
The guys used their 50-50 lifeline to arrive at the correct answer, Sosoraus.
Okay.
Sosororus.
Oh, my gosh.
Kimmel jokingly called their win the least dramatic million-dollar moment in Who Wants to Be a Million-Dollar History. Great line.
Oh, that's pretty good. I got to give him that.
I do. I don't get into game shows as much as I used to, but mm-hmm. I do find myself sometimes still watching them. Mm-hmm. But I think that one of the things that really brings can bring people back to game shows mm-hmm. is doing the celebrity thing.
Yes,
and when you absolutely. Have that, it's not a great thing about us, but we don't always get excited about seeing our fellow people in our price bracket, tax bracket, if you will.
Sure.
Winning money or getting money.
Yep. Yep.
You may notice I don't do a whole lot of lottery stories anymore. Those started to get a negative effect on people. And you know, these stories of somebody winning the lottery. Now, to me, I'm like, hey, I don't know this person. I'm happy for him. Good for sure, you, man, yeah. and everything. But people have gotten a little bit grudging about some of that stuff. I think you put celebrities up there and they're winning money for charities, mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Or something like, as my family and I just watched the new Match Game, you know, hosted by Martin Short. The fascinating thing about that show is that, yeah, it's not the celebrities playing for money, but they're trying to help someone else win money, right? And boy, if there is anything that humanizes celebrities, it's that.
Yeah.
When they make, you know, they do silly answers or something like that. Or the true excitement when they win. When these people win, they run down there and hug them and stuff like that. It's like, wow. Boy, does that humanize these people. It's really cool.
That was it, the $1,000 or $1 million pyramid.
Yeah, $100,000 pyramid.
That they put a celebrity in a person.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I like those. I
those
like
were those fun. Too. Yeah,
I think those are fun. I don't know if anybody has more fun than the celebrities in those.
They really seem to enjoy it. They do.
We really enjoyed talking with Joe and Susan this week for mm-hmm. Director's Playoffs. We have a new edition of that out there streaming. Go ahead and check it out.
Go to the podcast. Yeah,
we'll have that. We'll air it. We'll put it on the air here when we can, mm-hmm. probably a little bit. But the interview is sitting there right for you. And you mm-hmm. go check it out and find out about Romeo and Juliet. Our friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater's premiere play for celebrating their 52nd season.
Very cool.
It premieres today at 6 o'clock mm-hmm. over at Schmeekly Ample Theater mm-hmm. Over at 2419 North Point Drive in Stevens Point. Go mm-hmm. check that out. You can find more, get your tickets at CWAC.org. Mm-hmm. If you're not able to make it today, keep in mind tomorrow you can take in their banquet. They're going to have their opening banquet at 5 o'clock, and then they'll have the show right after at 6.
Yep.
Take that in and enjoy. And you know, you may be thinking, Romeo and Juliet, I know this one. You don't know it like this.
No. This is not only, I mean, one of the great things about having people on that are doing these shows, they could explain a little bit more the process and why they want to do certain things. So this is being taken. This takes place in Appalachia in 1880. So they kind of updated it, moved it to America. Joe was very specific about making it an American show. That's mm-hmm. what I thought was really cool about that. And yeah, it just shows universality. Oh my God, with Romeo and Juliet and Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Shakespeare can be used anytime. That's what's so wonderful about it. That's what I love about it so much.
Get your tickets and support the arts, support local theater, mm-hmm. take in a great show, a classic show. Romeo and Juliet premiering today at 6 o'clock over at Schmeekly Ample Theater. Get your tickets at CWACT.org, CWACT.org. And break a leg. Have a great run,
yes.
you all.
Yeah, all you. I hope you have a good one.
Great time. We're pulling for you, and I hope to see the show.
Yeah.
Also wanted to take in this show. Got another one premiering this August 2nd and 3rd. You will have the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon.
Woo!
Steph and some of the cast joined us on Rapid Support the other day. Encourage mm-hmm. you to check out that interview at WFHR.com. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for this cast and these kids. It's a fun play, and they are doing it is a little more of the old school traditional Brothers Grimm that they're, you know, this is more about and
right.
more
not like. Disneyfied, right?
Yeah. They even referenced the mouse a little bit in it. Nice. I love it.
I love it.
Kids' plays are you know, people nowadays, especially, it's part of what has affected a lot of the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to spend this money, I want a guarantee that I'm going to enjoy myself. Right. I need that. Now, to me, that seems a little asking a bit much, but I also get it. I'm not mm-hmm. going to, you know, the fans, hey, the audience is always right. Mm-hmm. Know your audience. With a kid's show, with a teen show, I guarantee you are going to enjoy it.
Yep.
I guarantee that you are going to like it, mm-hmm. have fun. You can't help yourself. These kids are out there. They're working their tails off, trying so hard. And there is no such thing as a bad kids show. I encourage you to check this out. Support these kids. Build up their confidence and laugh and have some fun with the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon. It is premiering. Their debut is August 2nd, 7 o'clock. They'll have a 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock matinee the very next day.
On Sunday.
That's Sunday.
Yep. Yep.
And you can get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. And, you know,
wait, James. Isn't there something else going to be happening very soon over at WRCT? Any information on that one, James?
Yeah, WRCT. Mainstay. I'm so bad at this. On Golden Pond is the fall production, the yep. kickoff of the season for our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids.
Season 51. Theater.
That's really cool. We want you to be a part of it. We encourage anybody who's ever wanted to try out, everybody who has done it a billion times, mm-hmm. all of you, come on down and audition for On Golden Pond. There is a number of different roles available for a wide range of ages.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And this play, while it is, I think that most people remember the movie mm-hmm. and the great performances in it.
Yep.
That is in the spirit of this play still, but it has also been, you know, and it was rewritten a little, not rewritten, but touched up
yep.
Some 15 years ago, whatever it was.
By the original playwright, just so you know.
Yes,
yeah, he
yes.
did it himself, right?
When he had some experiences of his own with dementia and Alzheimer's yes. and everything in his family, and he wanted to be more accurate about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a funny play. It is one of the most romantic plays you will ever read and see and hear. And it is one of the more genuine ones.
Yes.
You got real people in this. And mm-hmm. There's no cookie cutterness to this. Mm-hmm. This is straight up and real. And it's yep. one of our great American plays.
Absolutely.
To be a part of that is a humbling experience, let alone to get to direct it. which, by the way, it's not just me. You don't have to worry. I got Gretch. I got Bethany.
We got lots of people helping.
Got a lot of good people.
Hey, man, no one does a play theater by themselves, ever. Mm-hmm. You never have to do it by yourselves. There's always help.
And I want all good people, all good energy for this show. I have no pre-casting ideas in my head, unless any Fondas want to come down. I mean... kind of have a shoe. They kind of have a lead into it.
Right, right.
I'm only human. I mean, if Fonda comes down, I might be a little skewed. Outside of that, we encourage you to come on down and be a part of things at WRCT. And now, maybe you don't feel comfortable being on stage. Maybe you want to volunteer. Maybe you want to work backstage. I will find a place for you.
Yes. There's always great stuff to do. Anywhere, whatever you're comfortable with, you can help out.
Find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. We will take a quick time out, come back, get into our schedule, some events that we're going to be at this weekend, and plenty more coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years. And we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff?
Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go.
We're here to say hello and goodbye. Mm-hmm. Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Take it to the top of the hour. Got great civic media programming coming up throughout the rest of your day. Mm-hmm. Stick around for that. And, of course, stick around for our great schedule. We've got Rafters Baseball for you coming up. Rafters Baseball. it works. We're hosting Lakeshore tonight, everybody. Take in these home games while you can.
Yes.
I was just looking at the schedule. August 9th is the final game, and that's away game. So
yeah, we only got a couple home games left. In August, yeah.
I am sticking around a little bit later at the studios tomorrow so that I can do a pre-recording with some of our Rafter players and mm-hmm. one more edition of Meet Your Rafters with the players mm-hmm. for the season. Now, next week, we're going to have Assistant GM Jake join us on our morning show, talk a little bit about the glam band and some other stuff they have going on. And I've talked to Jake a little bit about this, and he's going to join us, or Gwen, you know, somebody from the Rafters front office is going to join us in the winter and in the off season.
Nice.
Keep us up to date on what's going on at the clubhouse. And how things are going with our Rafters.
Right.
And I want to hear from people about the Rafters. I love the audience's participation with that in regard to the team.
Yes.
We are looking forward to another great season of Rafter baseball next year. And
yes, we are.
Wrapping up this one and taking every home game you can and every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball mm-hmm. right where it belongs here at 97.5 FM WFHR. 6:20, our pregame will kick off the same time tomorrow for the Rafters mm-hmm. as they will be hosting Lakeshore both nights.
Nice.
Also want to keep in mind that Rapids Report, new edition for that for you going to be streaming. Make sure to check that out at WFHR.com. We will be talking with UW Extension's Laura Huber. We're talking 4-H today.
Oh, excellent. Love that.
I love that. I love it. I love talking to Laura. I turn her mic on. I get out of her way. She's great. Laura's awesome. Find out more about 4-H today at the Rapids Report. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, again, you can go to WFHR.com. Go over to the side
there.
Got all of our shows right there. You can listen to the podcast and share them on your social media as well.
Yeah.
And get on over there to sign up for that newsletter.
Yes.
It's
an hour away.
Got that WFHR edition already hot off the presses.
Hot off the presses.
Reminding everybody that there are free meals available for kids, all kids, 18 years of age and under. Lincoln High School has this. They do this from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning, and then 11 to 12:30. Over at Mead Park near the Splash Pad, they do this from 11 to 12:30. Mm-hmm. And when I passed there the other day, they have a great sign out that even directs you where it goes.
Nice.
Really nice sign and everything.
That's very cool.
So go check that out. And at Witter Park, they are doing this from 11 to 12:30.
Yes.
For both of those latter ones, breakfast for the next day will be provided. If you have any questions, you can email them, schoolnutrition@wrps.net, schoolnutrition@wrps.net.
Fantastic.
Please spread the word about this. More than likely, the kids that could really use this may not be hearing about it.
Not even know about it, right.
Make sure that you spread the word. And keep in mind, we are Midwesterners. More than likely, the kids and families that could use these are not telling anybody. We don't talk about it. We don't share that stuff enough. We need to. This is where shame's a bad thing.
Yes.
You know, no shame here.
There is no shame.
None,
absolutely not.
None. Everybody needs to eat, and every kid deserves to eat.
And this is for everybody, any kid.
Yes.
Any stripe. Doesn't matter. Yep.
A gigantic thank you to everybody involved with this, and specifically our Wisconsin Rapids Public School System.
And the food service division. Yeah, they do an amazing job.
Looking out for our kids even when the off season, if you will.
You got it.
Some great stuff happening in our area and right in the same neck of woods this Thursday, Seth.
That's right. Of course, we got the Downtown Farmers Market going on right now as we speak until 1 o'clock today, every Thursday and Saturday through October 11th. So remember that, everyone. It's going through October this year. And, of course, all kinds of great fresh vegetables and fruits, baked goods, canned goods. And you never know who's going to be there. Check it out. It's always different every week. It's going from 1 o'clock till 1 o'clock, from 8 to 1 every Thursday and Saturday through October.
I've always liked going to farmers markets. I did a lot when I was a kid with my mom and everything, but they've changed. Like when you were a kid, you kind of had to find things to look for. Yeah. And now every farmers market, they have things for kids. They have things
different
for
stuff. Yeah. It's really cool.
It's like a mini circus almost. Yep. It's
crafts.
So fun.
We got woodworking stuff. I mean, it's amazing.
Come on down and support local and support our vendors and everything. And while you're down, come on and check out Lunch by the River.
Yeah.
Goes on every Thursday. We got only a couple more left, about three or four of them left. 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. They have Bill Rood and Prevail Bank sponsoring this week. A shout out to both of them.
Yep.
Jackson Taylor down there playing.
That's the music, the entertainment this weekend.
I really want to go down there and try to get them on Playhouse with us. I'm really thinking about trying to, can I get over there? I'm trying to think of how I can get over there.
How can you work this out?
And just to run into them, because I'm really curious. I'd like to know more. Find out more yourselves. And of course, take in some of those great food trucks, support our local food trucks out there. Something for everybody. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes, absolutely gorgeous. Yes.
Check out Lunch by the River, everybody. And keep in mind, August 7th, they'll be back at it. Bob Allen going to be down there. And then August 14th, Manic on Tuesday is going to be the entertainment. Can't wait for that. Want to get them on Playhouse as a side
note. Exactly.
But also, we'll be down there.
We'll be down there. We're gonna sponsor that week. So we'll have a little booth set up there. We're going to do a live broadcast, I believe, while we're there as well. So it's going to be fun.
Mark on your calendar, August 14th, Lunch by the River. And while you're at it and you got the calendar out, Mark August 20th, because that is our open house party.
Open house party. Open parking lot party. Whatever you want to call it, everyone.
It's a parking lot.
We did it last year, and it was a great success, and it was awesome. And this year, it's going to be only bigger. We're bigger and better. We're going to have more stuff here. We're going to have all kinds of nonprofits. We've already got a bunch of confirmations that are going to be here with their stuff. We've got at least one food truck, one dessert truck that's going to be here, maybe more. We'll see as that goes along as well. We're going to have music here. We're going to have the Southwood County Humane Society. Yes. Denise will be here with hopefully an animal or two, which would be very cool. And we're going to have a little contest for some of our people here, a dessert contest that you get to vote for. Everyone, take a little sample and tell us which one you like the best. We also want you to bring your recipes, because we're also putting together a new cookbook for WFHR. You guys remember the old one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Yeah. You know you want a new one.
We're looking forward to it. Yep. We're strictly doing that so I can have my face on the cover of a cookbook. No, I will not be on the cover of the cookbook. But we are looking forward to doing
Don't steal
that.
Milton. You know, Milton Steele was on the cover of the last one. Right. So
that's all I'm thinking about is shout out to Milt. Shout out. And another thing we wanted to touch on that will be at Seth.
This weekend, on Saturday, of course, the Rapids Rumble Car Cruise is back once again. And there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. It's going to start over at Midstate in the parking lot there. We will be there from about 9 to 5. We're going to be playing music all day long. Come and say hi to us. We're going to be doing a live broadcast on WIRI from 1 to 3. And we are going to get everyone ready to get that car cruise started at 5 o'clock. They're going to start at MSTC and go all the way down to the Grand Rapids Lions Park, where there's going to be more entertainment, more food. This is an all-day event, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to be a part of it at some point. There's going to be food also at MSTC. Four local nonprofits will be doing food, including burgers, brats, beef sandwiches, ice cream, soda, whatever you want down there. And the Grand Rapids Fire Department will be parking vehicles and will be selling 50-50 raffle tickets as well.
Whole reason I'm going, I want to check out those fire trucks.
Yeah, of course.
You get me at fire trucks every time.
Every single time.
Pretty much our whole staff's going to be down there at one point.
At one point or another, we'll be come and say hi. Yeah,
come say hi. And a big shout out to our friends at MSTC and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And a big shout out to our friends at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534. They got their pancake breakfast happening this Saturday, 7 to 10. It's open to the public. They got buttermilk pancakes and all kinds of good food. This is taking place over at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, their fellowship hall at 1517 24th Street North, right here in Rapids. So be sure to stop on over there from 7 to 10. Get yourself some great pancakes. Say hi to our vets.
Yeah.
And find out ways that you can help out our VFW and be a more part of things over there.
And eat pancakes.
And have
what
pancakes.
A fantastic way to support the vets. Yeah.
Be joyous and enjoy. Have fun.
Yes.
All those things. A woman in Montreal is in the news because she's been walking around picking up trash to raise money for her local animal shelter.
Mm.
She calls herself the trashy lady. And at last count, she picked up around 4,000 pieces of trash just this month.
Wow.
She raised over, and she's almost raised over $4,000 doing this. Mm-hmm. She has a GoFundMe page if you want to look into this more. Encourage you to do so. That's a pretty cool story,
that's,
I think.
That's very nice.
And credit to her.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
We also want to remind you guys out there that that our friends over at the Moravian Church, you guys have your Broad Fry and Rummage Sale.
Oh, I almost forgot about that. Oh my gosh.
Man, Beth was going to yell at me.
9 to 2. We're going to have a brat fry over in the parking lot of the Moravian Church. And then out front, we're going to have a rummage sale going on from 9 to 1. So stop on by, everyone. You can go to the farmer's market on Saturday, then head on over to the church. We'd love to see you there. Have a brat, have a burger, whatever you want. Walking tacos, too, by the way. I want to throw that one out there. It's something new we're doing this year. So
it's going to be a good time. Again, this Saturday from 9 to 2, head on over there, get yourself a brat, check out some of the sales. The perfect Wisconsin event, a rummage sale brat fry.
Absolutely. Can't get more Midwest than that.
Great show today, man.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump just announced a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico after a call with its president as 25% tariff rates will stay in place. Tomorrow's his tariff deadline for most nations.
Critics said that our tariffs would hurt the economy. But the data shows the exact opposite.
The latest major deal is with South Korea. A key American envoy met today with Israel's prime minister, CBS's Robert Berger.
Does Israel make more concessions at the negotiating table, or perhaps more military pressure by stepping up attacks in Gaza? Neither of those tactics have worked so far.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders mourns the couple killed out for a state park walk with their kids.
We ask that every Arkansan remember this.